What does the city of Sulphur Springs do to get ready for or react to icy weather? Not much, according to City Manager Mark Maxwell, and he explains why.
We knew going into this was likely to just be slush on the roads, and there's really nothing for us to plan for. But if we're expecting an ice event, there's a little more that we do. We get a pile of sand ready, and we get all of our trucks gassed up, and we send them out there to sand the key intersections, and really that's about it. We're not equipped for lots of ice and snow. We can handle a small event, and if it's a big one, we just tell everyone to stay home, and we try and get to the fallen limbs as soon as we can. Mm-hmm. And that's really the bigger issue for us.
Roads, the bridges are obviously a big problem. So many of them are highway related. That TxDOT will take care of them. They know the ones that are bad.
Yeah, they'll go out and sand the bridges, and we'll hit some of the other, usual problem spots.
But if y'all hear anything, I'm sure you make an effort to try to get over there and try to put some
if
sand
it's
around.
Well, if we have a light event, but we have a couple of bad spots, we'll go sand them. But, if we have a widespread event and everything is slick, we're just not set up to deal with that.
Has any thought about making our trucks more efficient?
At the moment, our trucks get no more traction on the road than anybody else's car, and I don't mind telling you, in one of our recent ice events, we had a dump truck doing 360s down the middle of Broadway. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to buy a set of studded tires and keep them for a truck in the corner, so that when we expect an event, we'll put the tires on the truck, and we're also going to buy a sandbox and spreader to put on the back of a truck, so we can hit some of the tough areas a little more safely. And we might be able to get a little better coverage too, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, bottom line is, if you had all the equipment in the world and all everything, you might go a year or two without ever using them around here.
Yeah, you would, and that's money that we could put toward other things. Mm-hmm. If this was Minnesota, it'd be a different story, but it's not. And this might happen once or twice a year that we have ice, and oftentimes we go years without it. So, there's not a lot of emphasis on it.
You've got a lot of police, you've got city departments driving around, and they're keeping an eye on things to see conditions of streets and all kinds of different things.
Now, those departments, they actually outfit the vehicles with chains. They're ready to go, and whether it's ice or snow or whatever. You'll see one of the fire trucks with chains on it, and several of the squad cars as well, and that's as it should be.
KSST News.